Well, welcome to the Hope City Podcast. My name is David, and I'm one of the pastors that work here on staff, and today I'm going to be your host. We are currently in a series called How to Read Your Bible, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about study Bibles, and today I'm joined by Kate. Kate, introduce who you are.
Hey, I'm Kate. I am the junior high pastor at Hope City Church.
Awesome, Kate. So what does your day-to-day and your role look like here?
So I work with the junior high students, grades 7 and 8, and we run Tuesday night programs, and we have church on Sunday together. And so we try to build a community that is fun, that is full of connection and community building, and just talk to kids about Jesus.
Well, that's awesome. This episode is unique because we are specifically talking about study Bibles, more importantly, how to use them, what they're all about, what's inside of them. I'm not sure what your experiences have been like, Kate, but the times I've done Bible studies, the biggest thing that I have noticed is that people come with either a King James Version Bible that's really old, might be their grandparents, which is fine. A lot of them struggle in terms of how to use it, how to read it. Other Bibles, they're very basic in terms of two columns, not a lot of explanation of texts. Mm-hmm. But there are study Bibles out there that can break things down for you. And in this episode, we want to talk a bit more about what those study Bibles can offer for people like us that are trying to read it and who may not have had education in a Bible college or a theological training. Mm-hmm. So these Bibles are pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. You have one now on the table, which is pretty awesome. So let's get right into it. First, Kate, tell us, what are study Bibles?
Okay, so I love study Bibles. I'm so glad that I get to be on this podcast today. Study Bibles are exactly what you said. It gives you a deeper concept and understanding of the context in which the literature was written. Yeah. And so this was written approximately 2,000 years ago. And so there is a whole cultural climate, or a whole cultural climate, rather, yeah, that we don't understand and that is not familiar to us. So it's important to understand the context in order to apply this, what the Bible says, to our lives.
Yeah. And even like, I've seen some Bible studies, and I have one where a lot of them have like an introduction page before you actually read a book of the Bible that go into more depth and that kind of stuff. Do you want to break that down a little bit?
Yeah, I'd love to. So I love my study Bible. I've had it for probably 5 years. I got it my first year of university, and it really helped me navigate a lot about reading the Bible. So right now, for example, I'm in Lamentations. I need a lot of context because this is a hard book to understand.
Yeah.
So in the first, you go to any book and the first page is all of the background history. The really unique thing about this study Bible is it has all of these really interesting and important things to know about the time that it was written. So it has the purpose of the book, which is important for Lamentations, because oftentimes when we go to the Old Testament, we have no idea what we're reading, and it can be kind of convoluted. We don't really understand what's happening, what's going on.
Well, especially with like the history and the context
totally,
of that time.
Yeah, totally. So this, it lays out the purpose. It lays out the author, which is really important to know who has written this book.
Yeah.
Because you can then link it to other books of the Bible, which is really cool. It has the original audience. Now, I find this part really important because who they're speaking to dictates what they're saying, why they're saying it, the purpose of what they're saying. Yeah. And so when we understand who the audience is, we're better equipped to wrap our mind around what the purpose is and how to understand it better.
Yeah.
And another interesting thing is the date written, which is really important to get historical timelines, key verses, key people, key places, special features, things like that. There are a bunch of elements within the study Bible that help us understand the context a lot better.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, I try to equate it sometimes to watching, like, let's say something on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the context, the scene, where it's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you an understanding of what to expect in a movie like that. When you jump into a book or any kind of text that is very old, different culture, different understanding, it can be very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So these study Bibles have that intro page that breaks everything down before you start reading it. Mm-hmm. So you're set and equipped, knowing the context, the background, even like you said, the audience, and especially the author, before you move into something and understand it a bit more, which is good.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I like to think of it as, we see everything in our culture through our perspective. So we have a good understanding as it is right now in our culture. So say a blog is written and there's a phrase in there, Snapchat streak.
Yeah.
So we have an understanding what a Snapchat streak is. It's a picture every day for a consecutive number of days. Now, if this was written in a blog post as a phrase, fast forward 2,000 years, we take somehow that literature was preserved and they read it 2,000 years from now, they wouldn't have an understanding or the understanding we have of the literature that was being written.
Yeah.
And so the same applies to the Bible, right? This piece of literature was written and it's a historical document written approximately 25 or 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And so to apply the same context is so important. And if this is something that we're living by, if this is something that you believe and you are shaping your life around, you want to understand what it's actually saying.
Times I've done it in the past, the biggest thing I've noticed is that people don't come with a study Bible. I almost expected people who do go to church to all have a study Bible. The truth is they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Most do, but some of them really don't. And I find for them, once they understand and see what a study Bible is for the first time, they get excited.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for them, they just don't know how to use it properly. And so, I mean, we talk about the importance of having a study Bible, like you mentioned, context, understanding all that stuff. I think the biggest thing I see as an importance with it is not reading things out of context.
Mm-hmm.
You can make scripture say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to break down briefly how it looks inside the Bible? Like, I know mm-hmm. there's top of the page is text,
yeah,
and there's a bottom half that is called the commentary section. Do you mm-hmm. want to unpack that a little bit?
Yeah. So if we go to the commentary section, every study Bible has a commentary section and it's super helpful. So when you're reading scripture, you can take the verse that you're reading and match it to the verse underneath. And this verse, this commentary is helpful because there's scholars that have written them.
Yeah.
They have studied the economical landscape. They've studied the agricultural climate. They understand the culture. And so, and also this original text was written in Greek and Hebrew. And so they understand all of those different aspects when they are explaining what the verses are actually meaning. And so the deeper meaning to the verses. And so to read something point blank is sometimes hard, especially when you don't know the context. So that's why it's important when I'm reading, not to just pluck a verse out of the Bible and say, okay, I'm going to live by this, or this is something that I need to do. It's really important to start to look at the verses above, the verses below, read the commentaries on it to get a fuller understanding of what is actually being said.
Yeah, it's like, imagine jumping into a movie in the middle of the movie and you have no idea what's going on. And you're like, yeah, I can explain everything, but you don't mm-hmm. know the beginning.
Yeah.
You don't know what led up to those events. I find with scripture, you jump anywhere and start reading, it can be very confusing.
Yeah.
But yeah, with study Bibles, what I love about them is if there are verses that are completely beyond your knowledge of context,
mm-hmm.
Even history, these scholars will have notes at the bottom half of the page explaining that stuff
mm-hmm.
to give you an understanding of what the verse means. But also what I do like is they help you apply it to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you familiar with life application study Bibles and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Do you want to break that down a bit for us?
Yeah. So also with this, are you talking about the concordance,
yeah,
the index in the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, this is something really interesting in a study Bible is you can pick a topic and find it in the concordance in the back of the Bible, and it will list all of the verses in the Bible that apply to that topic. So for example, a couple months ago, I wanted to look at all the verses in the Bible about rest. And so I went to R and there were about 15 verses in the Bible that reference rest. And so I read all those verses, I wrote all them down, but at the same time, I didn't just pluck them out of those chapters again, because that would be out of context, right?
Yeah.
So it was important that I read the verses above, the verses below, and then the commentary on those verses so that I wasn't just taking those verses out of context. But it's really cool that there's a spot in the Life Application Bible or the Study Bible that have all of the same. If you're looking for a certain topic, you can go straight there. And
oh, totally.
It'll be there for you.
I think it's one thing to understand the context. You could have the knowledge of that stuff. It's a very different thing I see with people is actually applying it to specific areas of life,
mm-hmm.
especially in our culture where we don't live in the Middle East. It's not, I don't know, year 45, right? It's
mm-hmm.
it's very different now.
Mm-hmm.
And so Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another thing that I want to mention that's really interesting and amazing about the study Bible is that in the beginning of each chapter, or the beginning of each book, rather, they have mega themes that they lay out,
okay.
which is really cool because, say, for example, Lamentations, the theme is destruction of Jerusalem, God's mercy, sin's consequences, and hope. So when I'm reading Lamentations, I can be connecting all of these different themes to what I'm reading, applying them to my life. There is a theme of hope. How can I draw hope from this situation? Or
yeah.
how can I identify with how they are drawing hope from this situation, if that
yeah.
makes sense?
Well, totally, because Jeremiah is the guy that wrote Lamentations.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know a lot about that prophet in the Old Testament, he didn't have an easy ministry. It was very difficult for him. And mm-hmm. so to lament is to weep and to mourn. And so a guy writes a book called Lamentations, finding hope in pain, mm-hmm. in sorrow and sadness. That's super relatable to our day and age.
Yeah.
I mean, if you lose a loved one, if you lose a job, if you don't know what to do with your career, those are sad situations that a lot of people experience. And a mm-hmm. book like this that has the themes of hope mm-hmm. in sadness is a very applicable mm-hmm. book.
And it's relatable, right?
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing, especially with the Old Testament, because I feel like a lot of people are intimidated by the Old Testament. I know that I was very
totally.
Intimidated because I didn't understand it. And a lot of times when I've read the Bible in the past, I haven't understood it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to know that we have so many incredible resources. So many people have gone before us and done the legwork in building these commentaries and pulling out these themes where we just have to come and read them. But at the same time, I know that I've come in the trap of just reading commentaries that's all I understood. And, but I know that through that, God has taught me that this, like the Word of God is living and active. And the Holy Spirit is our teacher, and he wants to teach us things through the Word of God. And so to be able to continue to trust that God is our teacher, and if we commit to spending time in the Word, he is going to teach us. He is going to, the cool thing about the Holy Spirit is we can be reading something in Lamentations, and he can connect it to our life. He
yeah.
can connect it to our relationships. And so that's the important thing to know when we're reading the Bible is that it's alive and God wants to interact with us. And we have incredible resources that can explain so much of the history and the context, which we need to know. But the Holy Spirit is the one that does the teaching.
We should talk about that because I find as good as study Bibles are, it's weird to say there's a danger to them. But I find, like you're mentioning, you could easily rely on all the commentary notes.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily rely on the introduction page, breaking down themes, how it applies to your life, that you can actually be missing out on what the text itself in mm-hmm. the top half of a Bible study could be saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found that for yourself?
Totally. There was one time I was so upset that I was not understanding the Bible that I actually threw my Bible across the room. And again, that was just a process of God teaching me that he's my teacher, that like all of this is so incredibly good.
Yeah.
But he is the one that is going to speak to my heart. It's not, the thing is, commentaries are written by men, and brilliant, brilliant people have written these commentaries way smarter than I am. So I need to rely on their intelligence. But the heart transformation that's going to come is through the Holy Spirit speaking to my heart.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, I've read notes in commentary sections where it's talking about money or relating to that theme of a scripture, but God might speak to me differently, be like, it's not just money that you're having an issue with. It might be how you're leading your family.
Yeah.
It could be how you're leading your ministry.
Totally.
Same principle mm-hmm. that might apply to money, but it can also apply to a different area of life.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's why I agree. It's like, look at the commentary, but don't always read the commentary like it's a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
There is the actual Bible you have to read.
Yeah.
Which is huge because yeah. you have no idea how God's going to speak to you.
Totally. I know for myself, after I went through that little episode of just reading commentaries, I went and bought just a Bible without commentaries, without anything. It's just a little Bible without any history behind it, because I was trying to train myself again to just read scripture
yeah.
and sit and listen. Because sometimes when we're not, I don't know about you, but when I'm not hearing something, I'm like, okay, I need to go find it somewhere else on the internet or something. I'm
Google.
Not. Yeah, totally.
Go look at Google, yeah.
But sometimes God just wants us to sit on something and listen and wait. And
yeah.
it's not about like the automatic, like finding an answer or searching. And searching is so good, But yeah, sometimes God just wants us to wait on him and wait for him to reveal what he has for us.
So yeah, like taking your time as you read it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I find like if you take your time reading the text itself, take your time reading the commentary, putting everything together, then I find that's when God can speak to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's another issue for another podcast is like, how do you know God's speaking to you through mm-hmm. scripture? We can get into that in another episode, but it's important. But I find study Bibles, if you don't have one, are an awesome place to start.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting you on the spot here with this question, but do you have any suggestions for people when it comes to starting off with a study Bible?
Like where to read?
Yeah.
My go-to would probably be the Gospels. I don't know. I didn't start in the Gospels when I started reading. I don't even know where I started.
I think people always want to start in Genesis.
I know. Yeah. And that's the thing. I personally wouldn't suggest starting in Genesis, but I've heard you can get these Bibles that are linear, so that you can, it's more like historical with how things actually happen. Like this book is not written in a linear fashion. Like they're all over the place timeline wise. So if you're interested in a more linear fashion.
Yeah.
I just know that like I love the Old Testament and I love that there's commentary on the Old Testament because the Old Testament really came alive to me a few years ago when I started to actually read what was happening and I actually saw God show up in his love and mercy over and over and over
totally.
Again.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm so for reading the Old Testament, but reading it in context. So if you are reading the Old Testament, make sure that you have a good study Bible, you have someone that you can ask questions to and things like that. And I don't think we are really meant to read and discover this alone either, right? That's why have Bible studies. That's why God has given us this amazing brain to ask questions and to think critically.
And I think your study Bible has like a reading plan too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if people don't know where to start, because it is intimidating. Where do you start?
Mm-hmm.
You go at the back of a study Bible and there's spots for you to start reading and it tells you what page, what mm-hmm. book you're looking at. And it takes you through a day-by-day process, which is what some people need.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone can work that way, but some need structure and guidance. And the study Bible is like an instructor in some sense, which
is
pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Kate, thank you again for being here this afternoon. We appreciate your content. If you're looking for study Bibles and where to find them, in the description box below, we'll have links for you to click on to the Amazon store to study Bibles that we recommend for you to buy. Thanks again, Kate, and we'll see you guys next time.